From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A big shout out to all the amateurs who took the time to put a submission into the ACMA this past week. It is important to let our regulator know that we, as individuals, are concerned about the governance of the amateur radio service. Note that I use the proper expression as laid down by the International Radio Union, the ITU, to describe our recreation and hobby pursuit. I have noted some discussion about the words we use and whether calling it a hobby is correct. For me, it is the recreational pursuit that fosters thinking about the whole area of what is now dubbed STEM, or STEAM. Semantics aside, describing amateur radio in any number of ways simply illustrates the great diversity of learning, tradition, education and involvement as individuals, as club members and as volunteers. We can be all of these people and our experiences can be as varied as our imaginations will take us in the application of science, technology, engineering and art, with mathematics in there too. I like to include the A in the description, as the need to be creative in expressing ourselves in what we say, write and demonstrate can all be part of a personal involvement in amateur radio. The Wireless Institute is conducting its annual election for board positions, and along with members of various subcommittees, these volunteers have to express the ideas that encompass amateur radio in many different venues. We have people who engage at international conference level, consulting with government bodies and speaking at clubs. We have a body of people who produce an in-house magazine and members who represent us at various regulatory levels, such as setting standards for items which may affect amateur radio usage. All these positions require the broad and creative use of the mind, which is generally referred to as the arts, as against the fine arts such as literature, painting and sculpture. It is one of the fortuitous aspects of amateur radio that it has traditionally attracted people from so many occupational backgrounds, from entrepreneurs to garbage men, from engineers to tinkerers, from professors to students, and from monarchs to the villager living high in the hills. Every one of these people and those that they have influenced have put the background to amateur radio as we know it today. Every ham has made a contribution, and we should be proud of the acceptance and respect that has marked the growth of the service for the majority of its history. I see the challenge as the perspective that advances have brought to communications, electronics and radio communications in this century. The people are there to be engaged, as we all have been, and it will be how we show the new face of amateur radio that will bring them to join and share with us in the future. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the City of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Queensland Government imposed public health safety precautions for Redfest. Plenty of room at Redfest. Redfest 2021 will go ahead on the 10th of April. Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club VK4RC right here in southeast Queensland. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Club members and visitors, Queensland Government impose public health safety precautions for Redfest. Go to Queensland Health Alerts COVID update. If you are sick, please don't come to Redfest. Wear a mask at all times. Please use hand cleansers provided. Apply the 1.5 metre rule. Contact tracing. Please use your mobile phone and scan the QR code provided by the Queensland Government. Or please sign the visitor or members register book. Eating and drinking. We must not walk around while eating and or drinking. These are not club rules. These are Queensland government rules. Plenty of room at Redfest. To date, we have 29 tables booked. There's plenty of room left. So don't be shy. Book a table at Redfest 2021. $10 per table. Vendors admitted free. Table bookings email redfest@redcliffradioclub.org.au. Breakfast is at 8 a.m. Admission is $5. Gates open at 9. Also, go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. We're also on Facebook. Bye for now, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, VK4RC.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.